Head over to the livestock side. Chilly weather, weaker beef prices, just a few things making for an interesting trade today.
The weaker box beef, I think, is you know, somewhat legitimate, and I think, you know, expected. I mean, when you're coming off an all-time high figure here, and then you're on the backside of Memorial Day, I mean, this is the time of year when we see a little bit of softness in the boxes. There's no question about it. Now, you're looking at a packer that I think still enjoying nice margins. I think you got the North, particularly Nebraska and Iowa, extremely current, which is where we ought to be with this kind of a structured market. I actually thought that the cash market last week, we had a little bit of 125 here Friday, some 200 for the most part in Nebraska on Friday. You know, we still have quite a disconnect here with a futures market that's quite a discount to the cash market, overly so in my opinion. Now, there's a few things that happen here as you get to first notice day, and those are some rules about how many kind of people can be long. I think that's impacting the market a little bit the next couple of days. But I guess, Susan, I still believe that June cattle down here toward 120 are a little undervalued.
What about for these hogs? Are we seeing some uncertainty with demand?
Yes, and it's a deal here where you've got, you know, the export side of our pork market, which is imperative that we have big exports because we have big supply, has been slow. You know, almost non-existent to China. We make some little baby steps toward Russia. We got this ractopamine issue. Now, on top of it all, you got the whole news last week of the Smithfield, you know, merger or sellout to one of the Chinese companies. I think you got to look at, if I had to look at it on the hog thing, it'd be a little bit like a soccer game where the regular time is about ready to run out. And what I mean by that is, you know, normally we make a high someplace between Mother's Day and Memorial Day. This high looks like it's coming a hair late. But, you know, I'm more geared toward finding places to do a little bit of selling here on the hogs as well, expecting that you're going to pick up a little bit of supply and probably slow this demand just a little bit.